includes all phenomena or entities, having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no time, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no loss of ignorance, and so on, and no relation, death, and no exhaustion of age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide in the roots of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become truly complete Buddhas on such as will perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, a mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. A mantra of perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Kiyata Om Gate Gate Para Gate Para Sangate Bodhi Soha. Shariputra, this is how a Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi, said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the Bodhavala Pratishvara that he has spoken about. Well done, O son of lineage, just so. O son of lineage, since it is just so, the perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have thought, and the Tathagata is also rejoiced. From the blessed one of servants, the venerable Sharadipatiputra, and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharas, rejoice and praise the words of the blessed one.
Gumbhuan jinsu jangbe yangla chanze lu Kamge lu du timye tinte nyeta nanda rapse Chinye du gu jishye siji nyeje tuka nebanze Kanta sibe zara mare mutom dune jeseme Lozo kulam buje daze yala juju yane sun Dodara che do nye mo yino lege jado juze jin Mariye Mese Dungen Yugun Chinye Chunze Redena Dune Taju Saju Tasun Yende Lunzo Kyaze Tugun Chuta Chuta Chunye Kende Dalu Mese Jambe Yangla Oh,
Kadam timbe me bo tomdeya
je ne jo nam she ku je sum la so ka da la ma nam la so wa ne ka da la ma nam la so wa ne ka je shin de su je song ka ba mu do re be won jo ge san je Dona tembe da bo ke duanje Yo se gubra je la so wa de
Yo se gubra je
la so wa de Jo so gunde la ma to je cha Ka la kan je si nye nye so ne Jo da du mo mu do zu ze be Chi je la ma nam la so wa de Chi je la ma nam la so wa de Ram ja su ra kwe la ta ye me Ke sa ta pa ra dhe ve ju ma ju Se ve kwe ve ta ke ze ba ye Senze shinye nam la so wa de Senze shinye nam la so wa de Te wa kundo yanda la ma na Dime chige pe la long ju je Sada lam ge yunze rabzo ne Doje change go ba Doje Changye Gopa Yudho Chöda Tsoge Chonanla Chanchu Mbado Dane Kyazonji Daye Chunye Kibyan Sonamki Dola Peje Sanje Lopa Chöda Tsoge Chonanla Chanchu Bhado Dhanye Kyabzuwaji Aye Chunye Kibye Tonangi Dhola Pinje Sangye Uvaju Sangye Chuta Toge Chonamna Chanchu Bhado Dhanye Kyabzuwaji Aye Chunye Kibye Tonangi Dhola Pinje Sangye Uvaju
Tering also, Tenda Chibuchi Tendala Ruchi Rola Lajana.
Today we are gathered here for a very important purpose.
Tenda Chimbukari Tenda Chimuchi Rorisana, Rani Tenda Chimuchi Rorisana.
For what purpose? That's for myself.
Rani tenda chimbo kare chigo rese na. Ani rani ji jiwa shima pen jula pen bi. Rani ji jiwa shima pen jula pen bi tenda chimbo ji chigo yo.
And the main purpose is to a very bright future lives.
Tindriji kese shiwe dirwa. Pena rani ji chue ji rani la penge de penge ma resi lawe di. Ale rani ji ne dang de wo chi kandu du da gu gu duwa. Rwa. Pena nga songe nang chue ne shi na sen ji rani ji yue si wo resi lawe di. Chue ji penge wo chi. Yue bo chi kandu cha gu resi. Ale do de wo chi na. Ona chue ji nga su penge wo chi mo kandu cha gu resi lawe yin na sa la shi.
How does the Dhamma teaching help towards my purpose? The way actually it is that our own nature is self illuminated.
Mm-hmm. 단다 가데르 요레스나 메빠노 나라데 요레스나
Even though our self nature is illuminated at present it is enveloped with lots of afflictions
tinjuji me pat sebe danda la ani cheche ko sala go sala da
to clear away that affliction that covering we do the teaching
tinjuji me pat shi me pat ma le la da ro non sinji me pat non sin kono le de me pat chi ro
and that the blackness or the affliction is not something outside it is just inside
pen de dje ro me pat de sen ni bo de khaka yo bo de kan de ha ko pen ro ale nga so ye ra ni nga sen ni jo ro nga sen ni de phom bo de yin ya dang la kan de yo bo ji ale cho so ye no cha gi do la da phom bo khro ra do do yin bo ji no ko bo do ya la da
And to get to that, we have to know whether the word I, everybody has some I, whether that I is inside the body or outside the body, we have to think about that.
Pena ngai zupo selao yedi, zupo kono ngama yinba sebo chasara wala da. Pena ngai sedi, ngai lapa selao yedi, lapa kono ngama yinba sebo chasara wala da.
When you say that this is my hand, it's just, there's a very subtle meaning that this hand is not you. It's some kind of a little separation is shown by the word, that sentence. Just like, and also it comes to the body also, my body. There's some kind of a very thin separation when you see that word.
Dindugi zupo le tatebe ki nga senge chi kaayyo sari taje chi jada la da tombo ale.
And where do you think that I is?
Pena nga su tanda mi yidawa shesho na ni nga dere se di ko tatiba chi tong chuchu duwa la da. Tena yi kanji nga yi zupo sengi de da nga sengi ni de tatiba yoba chi zek tongbo ale lo chi chagi duwa chi tada la da.
When you look at it, this is my book. It seems easy. But when you think whether your I is with inside you or outside, it's kind of hard. So you might need lots of thinking.
Pena roa ta je go shu cha ma de ta ya de de ji ke se se che de pena ta nga so ji ke se se de ka de ji ng ha sing de ka de ji yo de se so na ni ale pa cha mo shu ji xie so na roa phum bi de phum bo cho zang kong la lo yi ya zang ji roa pena phum bo de lo zang se lo yi na phum bo de lo zang se ta zang ji de ma de phum bi de lo zang
Even though this topic is very complicated, it is very important. And when that I is designated on all the faculties that we have, all the five sensory faculties, when you combine them all together, then the name I is just merely there. It's not there, but merely there. The reason why I say merely is when you look each part of your body, you won't find that I. That's why I say I merely.
In this pumbo le zhenbe ji ro, nga sengi ji yo na, ni pumbo de la tue me ji, yang ji loye yo ba da, nga ma ni yung ba da wu ji nga kwe yo le se la da.
If I and the body are different, separated, then when you say I, it should kind of gives you indication that there's something that came from previously. There's something that's going into the future.
Tinjuye no aji koso na, ni mahungba ki tanda la nge, nga singe te tanda pungpo te mebo cha ate na nga mebo cha ke mendo, nga singe te tanda jin royen do se echi, lo le jin yuan chi yoro.
When you get that understanding, then you feel that there is, you might think that there is something that you're going in the future. So I doesn't stay at one point. It's just going in that direction. When you're very angry with somebody. When you're angry, your mind is absolutely on that external object or person. But you never think about what's in your mind.
And
that's because we don't investigate, we don't check that angle, and also you're not checking yourself when you check the anger, where's the anger coming from? If you try to point the anger, it will kind of, it's very in the process you will find that anger and your subtle mind, the mind is kind of separate. They're separate. With this understanding, because the mind has a nature of clarity and luminosity. So when you nature is that luminous, then those afflictions or those angers they're just merely a temporary. They're not the real inside you. They're just kind of a floating. Now the important thing is your nature is already there. You don't have to do anything. It is just there. The only thing is, you have to work hard to get rid of that affliction. This is not just a teaching, it is just a fact of life. Now, in order to get rid of that affliction, anger, those emotions, dark or bad emotions, how do you do that? You have to study and listen, study, meditate on the Buddha's teaching. This confused state is not just us, it's almost whole sentient beings like that. Whole sentient beings. They don't investigate things like that, and the only way is to dispel that negative thing is you have to dispel ignorance. That's the basis of everything. If somebody, a blind person, is walking towards a cliff or mountain, and somebody with an eyesight, proper eyesight, his nature will be automatically just to grab that person, rescue that person from the cliff. That's how somebody who has the proper good mind or good sight. Like that good person who did rescue the blind person, it's Buddha's the same way. He's always seeing that sentient beings like ignorantly falling down the wrong path, and he is desperately trying to catch, very, very, in all his heart, he's trying to rescue us. I hope I'm big mouthing. It's a, if you look, think carefully, it is the way it is. So realizing that we are in the wrong path, now we realize that now there is a way to be a better way. When you realize that that line, that guidance is done by through the master or guru, and when you realize that he is guiding person in your life, then you just he's trying to rescue you from all these sufferings, then you just sometimes you have a natural kind of a liking, respect, and faith towards your guru and lama, and so that's how you. That's very important to have this as a in the path in the beginning, like that. Very important.
Yes.
So with that, we'll just do a little a positive attitude visualization, short meditation. I'm sure there's nobody who doesn't like himself or herself. Because the teachings are very, very tough, and they are also talking about the reality. It is, even though it's very hard to understand, when you have a positive attitude, even with that attitude, when you listen to those few words of teachings, there is always a positive mental, indelible imprint you leave on yourself that will carry on in your life.
Now, when I say, chenye che se bro te ngue xie da chu su yin yin chu te gare sen de re ni de dong bo su su ba re sa na ni to ma ni da je tem ba sa je tu ba ye ja ga la so
the teaching that I'm doing is and what I'm going to say is that this teaching is taught by Buddha, who was born in India about
2,005 years ago.
And just as Buddha asked his disciples that they need to investigate, like you're testing gold, grinding, testing, burning everything. And so did those his disciples. They did the same thing, test everything, test the Buddha's teaching, and they have found conviction in his teaching. And so it's passed down this way.
ni jaga ge pendu no ge su ge jende je ba ni penya me jo cha ma se de pyone den de she ni de ge song shan ju ji re sa
and after many Indian masters one this teaching is taught by master Atisha who was Indian master also so he happened to come to Tibet so that's how we have this learning teaching in Tibetan
When
Indian Master Atisha came invited to Tibet, the king of Tibet in that province, he said that because Tibetans are ignorant and not very learned, we know that your deep teaching is very hard to understand, but at least give us some teaching that will subdue our bad emotions. And at that time, you know, it's almost 99% of the Tibetan population doesn't write and read. In India and in Tibet also, when the people were receiving lots of teachings and many empowerments and like that, but you won't see many people, most were carrying really nothing in their hands. They just go empty-handed and get a teaching.
가르스니 이거 대행에 대 고생에 진 위에 말이로 라메 콘송버든지 진에 상이 될다 야 비로 제스 군다 그 계세시 요데 라메 데린데 니니 소소세에 대 겐고송 뺨세 하고 러야라다
오케이 then but he said even though we people don't carry many they are not able to read write and they don't carry books to the teachings but when especially old people, when they come home, they are happy to discuss little what's taught by the Lama today, kind of little things here and there. So they at least they get something. So teaching, as I said earlier, is given by Master Atisha, and this teaching is mainly top is lamp to the path of enlightenment.
Pena roa shije de sanga to ro mo nyung sa san de de ani la pan sa ta khan ro do ala da.
We in the West or many country when they have to go to a unknown country or place they take maps.
De shi ini roa ji je da long ba de chyo da de ri lang ga sa ta roa. De no hibi no sa ta.
That map you would take. That map you guys are taking, it shows you only physical places and these and there. But this map, teachings map, is trying to teach you a way to go to the Buddhahood.
It's a mind's map.
And this teaching, this alone, even if you can do nothing else, if you can follow the same thing that is written in this book, that is almost a guarantee that you will be in the right place. The food is already prepared for you. Whether you want to eat or not, that's up to you. As I've said earlier, we need for this teaching, for any Buddhist teaching, there needs to be a very positive mental attitude we need to have. This is not just ordinary teaching like you in other school class you do, you just learn as part of information. But when you study, listen to this teaching like this, your mind has to be very, very positive in a sense that it's, you have will desire to help somebody, yourself and somebody else, others also. That is a very, very important thing you need to have. Our natural tendency is that we hold to some concept in our mind. We most time very hold tightly to that concept. When somebody says something, you are very reluctant to move that to that area. So you either think he's very biased or some kind of, because your mind is so attached to what you have in your mind. That's it's kind of a disease that almost everybody has. So a good listener to a teaching will be somebody who has a neutral state of mind. It's not attached to or not so to or dislike like that. So neutral state of mind is very important for the listening. In many Buddhist scriptures, it is said that the most important in all these teachings is to have a proper master, or guru, or teacher. That's the basis of. It's just like when you're sick, you really want the best doctor. So that's if the doctor is not very good, then there's always a chance you might die from all the mistakes.
디기 멤버데 데네 산제 마타비 살로 일랑가데 추지자소나 뺀년 같이 모여를 인산 라마데 슈조츠 그릴라다 라마 케바이 미케테레마도 연 땅신다 계속 말어
a mistake by a doctor will affect only one life this life you will die this life but mistake by somebody with a master of this teaching if that person makes a mistake then you are in big trouble many many lifetimes so that's the greatness that emphasizes the find a good teacher teacher that's the, how that's I mean important teachings stress in all the teachings
but then lo cheta sang yin ba la ni ji ro dei den la himbo len bi she ko wa da himbo cheta len bi si ni ji ta tong mo lo sa ji ta himbo cheta len bi si de la ni ji no ji no ja la ngi ba je ba da himbo len si ngo ji ta yin tong bo sa ji ta himbo len si ngo de la ju bi chung de tong mo na ji re ma nyaw sa len si ju bi ren de tong mo na ji ju bi chen bi na ji re ma nyaw sa len si ji ta dei no ji tong bo la song ju bi chung san ba ja ngo de ji bi si de la lo do ga ba ji ta tong bo la ni jiteshima deni jolo jiba deni jiteshima deyi tau tenpa ni deyi no yeni jiteshima deyi tau tenpa tenla yeni tenpa lanjubi guwa tangpa chanro ngosu wa tang yeni delia tangji ji cawa yeni yichi ji tenpa ni yisi deno yeni maso chanro ngosu wa katu u deno tate ritu ni jima tu na chabu mada
as a practice
jidang niya tangti tenri rei la da roa lam ngosu ki
It's a tradition by the Guru's masters that whenever they start a teaching, they try to trace you back to all the topics that you briefly as possible, so that you can remind ourselves, and that's the way it is. So I know it's kind of a quite long, and we try to do it briefly as possible. But as a teacher, I have to follow the tradition very much. So I will just read those briefly here. The explanation of the stages of the path to enlightenment has four parts. First, showing the greatness of the teachings, also in order to establish that it is of noble origin. Second, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions. Third, how to listen to and explain the teachings. Four, how to lead students with the actual instruction. And the fourth has two, how to rely on the teacher who will be the root of that path. And second, the stages of how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. This second has another two, an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. A second, how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. Yeah, okay. And this second has another two, how to develop certain knowledge of a general presentation of the path. And the second, the actual way to take full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. Well, I'm repeating. So this second has three categories. The training the mind of individuals of small capacity, which is also the prerequisite to the two higher levels. B, training the mind of individuals of middling capacity, which is also a prerequisite to the advanced level. C, training the mind of individuals of advanced capacity. Training the mind of small capacity has a couple categories. First one, the actual training of thought of a person for a person of small capacity. It has two, developing the state of mind that strives diligently for the sake of future lives, B, relying on the means for achieving happiness in the future lives. And this second has another two subcategory, training in going for refuge, the excellent door for the entry of teaching. Second, developing conviction in the law of causality, the root of all temporary and certain happiness. The training in going for refuge has four, the causes of going for refuge, based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, the way you go for refuge, once you have gone for refuge, the stages of the precepts. And that has two, again, how they appear in the compendium of determinations, how they appear in oral traditions. And this sect B has another two, the special precepts and the general precepts. And the special precepts has two, again, the proscriptive precepts and the prescriptive precepts. And the general precept, right now we are at the general precept, how to have proper refuge. to the three jewels.
嗯，对，嗯，对，嗯，他就是那个时候变的了，他那个时候变的，颠簸了局部，过当把江州我从阿斯拉回来了，变的了，我说，你颠簸了局部，过当把江州我从阿斯的，我那江州生意的干这几年，那么可能我说也变的南方的西巴生意，开始些啥的，江州人了，我们这结果了的。嗯。
The difference between a Buddhist and non-Buddhist is based on whether you have whether you take the refuge of the three jewels. And we say that's outside or inside. So somebody who has an external person, outside person who has who is taking refuge of the three jewels, then he becomes insider. If he doesn't have this refuge to the three jewels, then he is outsider, or he or she is outsider. So that's how we
differentiate.
Differentiating between non-Buddhist and Buddhist is cannot be based on race or like that, or either on my dress, my little robe, yellow robe. It doesn't make complete difference whether I'm Buddhist. It's still, there's lots of other things you have to know. The great Atisha, who was the master to this master's teacher, he when he was in Tibet, he said that there are many teachers who are sitting on the throne like that, like him, like me, like that, there who are not Buddhist, he said. If whoever is on throne or somebody who has wholehearted belief in the vows of three jewels, then he is Buddhist.
跟对起来下来，我们说一般都是嘛的，是吧？因为咱那江州去，他江州去了，开始过的是呢，因为你几百的地方生意，你有过的江州了，是吧？他都是一样的，也太多，人家这里可三百块钱的，现在没多，但这里，他等于呢，当我做啥什么都会，是吧？顶多那江州了，就搞了点呢，就是多少钱，又搞了就是多少钱，就到就是江州老家，是俺做搞点的是呢，你江州老家可多点的，也是了的。
Page 201, first paragraph?
We read the verse last time, the name verse.
Which one?
There's a verse.
A small verse, that's why I see, okay.
Yeah. Tirana Dinda. Tangasu Kasin Dinimba, Tenaroa. Tanda Yangasuki, Katarode, any Roa, Nyana, Nitsi, Roa, Koguman to us. Roa, Pangasuki, Lui, Katarode, the Bishim.
It is the case with many of us, almost any of us, that when somebody listens to something, you don't hear well. When somebody thinks about something, he doesn't get the meaning well. When somebody tries to meditate, he doesn't really understand getting what he or she wants. That's almost everybody has the problem. Sometimes when we try to remember something today, a fact, a couple of days later, you forget. Sometimes you feel like you understand a little bit, then you don't strive hard for that, and then you forget a little.
Ta tanda pa la nga chok yang lan le tu ye ne me na gong le ju le te che son se ye che ji pe che ta ngal te me che son le pe che ayu yu ji ma le la da. Nga tanda pa la gong jo ne nga ji le te che son se ye che ji me do wa.
And as for the meditation thing, I'm sure we all try to do some meditation, but as far as I'm concerned, I have nothing to show right now that I've got this advancement or development in my progress.
Yinzhen ko kare yese na nga zo yin nian dang de pe zhou bo chan de la da pen ra chu shu le de mi ro wa. Chu shu ge se she so nga zo gamba jie tu le ma tu de ji ro.
When it comes to teaching, it's like we are toddler, even hardly able to walk.
Yinzhen on kin di ji ka to zhou bo ji ne ge de la ni ka de ng de se na ro wa. Ni
So in that state, it's very important to have a very strong devotion to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas all over, and that's how you by that merit it helps to help your understanding in all these teachings, all your practices. What is expected is somebody who is really, really into the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and it's not for somebody who is kind of. Whether I get it or not, it doesn't really matter. For those, it's not the right teaching for it.
If you
really follow those teachings step by step, then if you're 100% kind of working hard, then you will have some certain kind of conviction. Otherwise, when we just kind of go by general, like without much concentration, without much effort, then it's just kind of not very helpful. So all these kind of studies, practice, or meditation, for all these bases, we have to go for. When you are not very successful, you always have a strong devotion to the Buddha and his community, and do many offerings, or your physical offering, or your body's offering. These are very important at this stage.
There are
many masters who have emphasized this, offering your physical offering, your fruits, your goodwill. These emphasize very much just because of that, because it's very hard to start a deep teaching like this. So for that, you need to have some kind of a offerings, mental offering, physical offering, or body offering, those what they mean. Like 1,000 people do 100,000 prostrations, or do accumulate mantras. All these are the steps to that offering.
So when you do
the prostrations, or when you do the mandala offerings, all these things, you have to know who taught you that, who said this thing. You have to know that this is what's taught in the general precepts of the Buddha, how to take refuge. That's a step. Take a step in that category. So you have to know these traits, your knowledge to that source.
Then the Gengenji, you children, that Jesus alive, Kroyaboyum with Tandala, Songura, Tela Chandu Sajara.
Then
the Gengenji on both the Gitu Lazaja, Chalanga, the Jet in the Mandu Sushu, Roshu, Chichi, you said, Tom, not such a Tangra, the Kroyajayum with Tandala.
The teachings, instructions are like this. As a teacher, when he asks the students to do this and that, the reason is he wants the students to improve doing this thing and that thing. Not for himself. So that's like the teaching is like just like that.
This is talking about logo in the case you know to the sinu the raso in on se te padu ta to de ta yo pa de ma ku chi sing chi do
no
de ta yo pa de ma ku chi sa ni nga song la ge chen bu sa chu la de ne da ge lo ya ji de su chu da chung xin de pe wa ju ru xie song da ta ro o de ji song de ji lo xiao da.
In this wind, so I'm just reading. This is a person's instructions. In this wind, Sri Matusatha also says, by depending on you, Buddha, my mind, though weak, has broadened like a river in a rainy season, attaining great skill in composing poetry.
Then a Sanjay Musu Shuyana, and Chu Gendu Karim Musu Shuyana, and Musu Shu, maybe only Chuba Piva Yena, so the Chibi, the Chunjuji, Miss Manayan, Digin Jebete, and Yavi Chuna, Yachunjuji Manayan, a better paying way, yes or no, Chuba Pisu Yuzachetan.
When Buddha, if Buddha were alive, and his disciples were alive, if you, at that time, if you just, even if you do a little small offering, that offering's merit will be so huge like big river of water.
In a country, Sanjay, maybe when you say Mutinjola, any Chuba Pigan is a book in Mutanaya, so Lobos is under it and Rogi do as a lash.
There are some quotations of stories that it states that when Buddha was alive, when he was walking around, and when the young children were playing, and some children will grab a handful of sand, and he would say, I'm offering to Buddha like that, he threw that. And sometimes, you know, those small sand will drop in his balls, his arm, the balls, and those. And he said that because of that, that little sand went in his begging ball. In the future lives, this child or children were able to have a special place in the 32nd level. That's what we see, a very high level.
They're born like that, just by this small effort.
There are also some quotations like that. Some even if you have no faith in Buddha, Buddha, it's a story, it's like a story, and some, when Buddha's passing by, and some people just kind of respect what, in just out of his liking, when you just have some slight liking towards Buddha, and it is said that that merit has attained, some people attained very final enlightenment like that too.
Even though
our faith may not be that strong, but we have some kind of faith we have. So if you improve on that faith, that's how your merit becomes bigger and bigger. Just like even before taking tea, just offer that just for short few words to the Buddha, or your fruits to a Buddha, few little aspirations like that. It all has lots of multiple effect.
Mendetan, Chudan, Lu Zongi, Sari, Lu Mazoni, Chubala Sobetan, Chuba, Chubi, Sanzimena, and Teta Shas, Yajan the Dominina, in Dagisana, Mentetes, Marisana, Mentetes, Chubin, Ali Tomboti, Grand Chiloda.
So I'll read the paragraph. It is taught that offerings are not determined by the material objects offered, but by your faith. Thus, if you do not have material possessions to offer, then offerings of mandalas and water or things not held as property and the like will suffice if you have faith. Mm-hmm. Some have possessions but are unable to give them up. Quoting the words, as I have no merit, I am very poor. I have no other wealth for offerings. This, as Bodhova, the master, said, like a blind person trying to fool a sighted person by dropping a bit of sard incense into a smelly conch
cup and saying,
this is
useful.
The statement in this, it indicates that we are still in this suffering state, and it is not that we haven't. It is not that we have nothing to offer. We have some offerings, but what's lacking is we lack the faith with that. That's what we are lacking so far.
It's like
water doesn't cost much water. It just offering doesn't cost any money, and water or a little sand or a little kind of rock or even air or even just a flower just going in the public area, which it doesn't belong, specifically belong to anybody, so it's just for anybody. So when you offer, mentally offer these things, who doesn't have all this capacity to do that? If you have all the facilities and you have almost everything you have, and when you still cannot offer, do the offerings, then it is very, very sad that it's almost going to be your whole life will be in a waste. In future life, it's almost guaranteed that you will be born very, very in a very difficult state. Mm-hmm. And it's like also when you have, it's like a blind person who's trying to, a blind person who's trying to fool a sighted person. So this is, I went a little further, so I'm just going to go back. This is as Bodhova Master said, like a blind person trying to fool a sighted person by dropping a bit of salt incense into a smelly conch cup and saying, this is water scented with sandalwood and camphor. We know it's whether it's scented water or not. It's just a smell. You cannot fool like that. So that's obvious. Those who are regulars here, I hope you are on your correct page and paragraphs.
Tata agar dan turukal na soba sunching in buson ta sa. Chuba chung in a mabina, serim but tenda wound, tenda sheet and dollars and dollars. Chung ring ne ne dejena, jazan to draw your conky shine at the house. Tiba dimbe.
No. So the paragraph Puchungwa, Master Puchungwa said, first I gave salt incense with a sharp odor. Next I obtained sweet smelling, long sticks of incense made from four substances to give. Now I give aromatic akuru, turuska, and the like. Thus, if you despise small offerings and do not give them, your entire life will pass in that way. Mm-hmm. However, if you make earnest effort in stages, beginning with small things, conditions will improve. Just as the Master Puchungwa did, he started with a small thing, a small sod incense, and then he later on he just added four more varieties, and then had a couple more varieties more. Just so what this means is you can start with small things. Small, it makes sense. If you neglect the small things, then you will never get a chance to. For perfect, they start with small things.
There is something as well, Pur Pier, the Chiba Pier, the Pison Sobarola, the Lombatinola, Sosa Tanditing in Joseph Simbo Tangu Medoa.
In this country, we have materially, we have almost everything. We are all filled with things and food or clothes and everything. So we have to use them to do your offerings.
Benaro, shang la pipa tang, yin shen la pipa, yin gang zhugu duwa.
And there are some candles with special odors in there, smelling, sweet smelling. So that's with this, you do two things. The sweet smell you offer from that candle and the light from the candle. So it has does double purpose like that.
Inchimiji chobaji pena inchimiji kusun to denji gobi no at kogumare la taro. Sosogi soson dingi jajong on tagaran pena ji seno la tapaji me bachi lansan le goro amato. Inchimiji kusun to de yobaji gogumare. Sanje shanchu saba and digit in the dingi sanje seguro.
To do the offerings, it is not necessary to have a hanka or a statue like stupa like that. You don't need to have. You just imagine from your mind with the faith, because Buddhas and all the great masters, they are just, the moment you think, it is they are there, like that. Moment by moment, they are there.
Jesuna, sanje le de pento yodame na rangi le pento duwa la da.
Offerings like that will not do anything to Buddha or his circle of community, but it will definitely do something to your mind and your merit amount.
Yoji on to be Sambachim Aletipa de Chile, Tangiti, Naniti, Los Santis, and Demidua, Loba Tesa, Kungi, Rigila, Sison, Yishitani, Pujoki, Sondo, Sison, Yishitani, and Sanjil Piri Punio, the Shujiro.
So this,
Tangi Pujoni,
this master Pujumba. So we're supposed to follow just as we did previously. So he also, what he did, it is said that on one occasion he made a preparation of incense worth 22 gold coins.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how his strength of his often becomes. So you imagine from that little sod incense, now he is able to offer all 22 gold coins. That's how he improved slowly like that.
Yojel on to be Samba Chambo Naji, Lum Bong Tot, Tema Juba Tans, Lire Layan, Labat Jatona Sobas, Juba, Sobas Judas, Sinkan Taji, the Jenna, Sanjana, Chub, Geba Tema Chuba, Zena, Asundu. Tibat Jiloda.
Great beings who have gained control over material things emanate many hundreds of thousands of bodies, each of which in turn emanates hundreds of thousands of hands. Visiting all the Buddha realms, they make offerings to the conquerors of the Buddha fields for many eons.
Ini sanjay ye chit tyo patane jeyo de chi che bontha mambo ke bontha mambo sha tane chi de lu bontha mambo tan de tyine ani sanjay bontha mambo la chiba phe ye me ba che sona de la pali so sa gi twa.
These great masters are the good practitioners. How they do is they use the imagination, visualization with such infinite ways that they merit, even when they do one prostration, their merit field is multiple. So it's just how it opens your mind, boundaries of mind. So that's how it's important.
Bien, yojel on to be shangju sanpa sengi de ye rangi ye lu de mungta mungpo zhu tuye ye, ngu su zhu tuye ye on tangi ye shangju sanpa sarwa. De su ye shangju shangju sanpa le ten zhu ye chua piu ye na, nga zhu na ye chika mingi zhi ye de chua piu gu gu ro, ngane jen na ro. Rangi le ye de piu song su ba ye 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 la ta ta chua gu ye de jen se ji ye ji ro.
And it emphasizes, even when these able bodhisattvas with special abilities, who also does the same offering like that, they just when they do offerings, they visualize in such a way, infinite way, that they do offerings in such a wide way. Why not we? We just ordinary, so we can do even more if you have this mental, extend your mental capacity. That's it.
Yang kasi yende de lagur sondo toa. Yente tana chunzere choshe patas, kone tetabula shanchu mere shemhawane, chuji shinde chunye bojo loosne, kachun chitanandua.
they can do all this, while others settle for small achievements that look good and say, I do not expect enlightenment through making offerings. This is the nonsense of those who have little exposure to the teaching.
Ji so so le de zhe yong de ni de de ji san ji xiao ji san ba le che ba chi chi pie de chi che ge de le dang ro gao jian de ya de xing yin de de yong ro de de yong de chue jin de chue ji ju me le bi ni ro ta su bo jue jin de ma xia jue le si jin se me ba jiao song duo.
So we have examples in our life that those who have some kind of a little better condition or better knowledge, and when somebody has a little less. And when he does something, she does something, that we look kind of downward. Oh, what you did is nothing, really nothing. Kind of we demean that thing. This is not the way. Those who did that has no understanding of the teachings. They're not exposed to the teachings of the world.
Ro tendu langi chila pena. Ona tendu ye sa chenpo la nengi shangju sambo to se lu jatung bunta la subati ne. Ini sanje shangju sambo la chuba piu lu te karichen piu re salawa ina ko lenga kan jasarag maro.
Then there also, like the example earlier, one looking down at just trying to demean his effort. And also that some of those who has do some more learning, and then they will also, when somebody does offering like that, and they say, what's the purpose of this doing offering? Why not just meditate? Like, when you say somebody like that, then you have to say, when the great bodhisattvas, all the bodhisattvas in wherever they are, they pray like that in such an infinite way. Why not I? So that answer should be directed to that very kind of a high minded person.
Karde nenjo ji pe de gamba ro yang ka da la ma ji lo ji yo wa ro gao jo ne men de pe de ni ma ni su ji la ji su jo ji pe ji pe de men de gao ne tela de 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 ka jo na ne che men de bi me de ka re se de ni nga ni ma ni su ji gao jo na la so se ne ni de ri ya shi de ni che le yin da de gao ta wa ye da men de cha che pe go se ka jo na me lo ji do wa ro wa ji su so so gao jo ne pe ji
I couldn't get the names, but I said there was one master, and he met another master, and then one day, I think one master must be a student of that master, and then and when the master came around, the student asked the student. Why didn't you do the mandala offering? Because there was some dust on that area, mandala area. So the master found that, and then asked the students, why didn't you do some offerings? And the student said, because I was busy meditating. This shows that even when you're high level, you always do even those small things. You don't forget, neglect those things. You have to have all this together, combined. That's important.
Mm-hmm. 간제가
What this is basically saying is that you can do offerings any time, and you don't neglect those little things too. So when somebody asks you, when do you do this thing? You can do any time you have, even eating or drinking or walking. Or you're always somewhere, your mind is somewhere. You can just do any time you have. So that's how you accumulate the merits. So when if you just have some offerings, when you just first offer to the altar or Buddhas, then when you ask and get permission to eat yourself, you get that fruit has better, a special meaning. The fruit has some kind of, because we're offering, it has some specialness. So you have to know you get something too. Some people, some might just like food or just offer to hold about a month in on the offering, and then after a month it's all rotten, you cannot eat. So instead of doing that, offer quickly or eat quickly, so yes, you get both. The main thing is, these things should let you know that, oh, they do this. Now, why? Why can I not? I will do this. I can do this too. So that's how you should, with your mind, this is the way you take it. Thus we should do as it says in the Cloud of Jewels Sutra and text. Study any of the vast offerings and acts of service in the sutras such as these. With supreme wholehearted resolve, sincerely dedicate these offerings and acts of service before the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In the offering, it is not amount really. It is the strength of your faith. That's the main thing here. Establish other living beings in this practice by considering them with compassion. This means that you should use all available means to currently establish other living beings in the practice of going for refuge. So when you're offering, you also offer on behalf of all other sentient beings in your imagination, visualization, and at the same time you can set examples, you can encourage others to do the same thing. That's how you'll do merits also, get merits. These days, if I say, whatever activity you engage in, whatever your purpose, make offerings and supplication to the three jewels, forsaking and any other worldly methods. It means that out of such loving compassion, with such strength of compassion for other sentient beings, you also set examples to them too. If you are a real practitioner, you have to do two things. You do offerings and other things to the higher beings, and at the same time, then you also care all sentient beings. The two activities that just I mentioned, they cannot be, they should be always together. You cannot forsake one and then choose other. These has to go together. Higher level and the sentient beings have to have. Sometimes people misunderstand when you say, when you say you have to be like this, you have to be and practice this, you have to be join this religion, people get disturbed. They don't like these things. It's a very sensitive issue. We know that there are many religion practitioners and many religion supporters. They individually, we have heard that they see each religious this each group will say that if you don't follow this religion, you will be in hell, you will be somewhere. You just they try to tell you every religion like that.
I was with
one of my monks and was going somewhere, maybe a bus, and a person told us that you should join this faith, my faith, because if you don't, you are losing so much, and I'm saying this out of compassion for you. So that's what somebody told me like that. Must be one of those missionaries. There were two guys who always come. He came to our monastery a couple of times. If you have a problem, come. You have to understand. Come to our church. If you have a problem, tell us. They tried it many times. Now they don't come anymore. Because I think there's a church down there, I think, and he said, I go there because I go there to learn English there sometimes in that church. He could be have real compassion for me, whoever he or she. In terms of real compassion from his side, he thinks it's a real help for us. I don't know other religions. They can tell every little details. They can tell every little details. They have answers for that or not. I don't know because I have read there. And for myself in Buddhist, there is everything that we see has a reason. Reason we go by reason. We have heard from His Holiness Dalai Lama that There are many, many practitioners in many religions that that you have to have compassion, you have to be forgiving, you have to be kind of all these many, many things. But there is not a lot who can say that your problem is in you. The problem is in you, the afflictions, all these emotional things. Not many. I haven't heard many of this kind of explanations. So when you try to encourage others, you don't have to tell them you have to be Buddhist or you just try different ways of thinking how you offer it to your own God or whatever that you, way you offer it. These can be helpful to them also. So carrying such real genuine compassion to sentient beings is one of the teachings of under the refuge. The problem with us is that we are not able to point who is a good friend or who is a good partner or a companion. What we are good at is we find fault at that person. We are good at finding the fault at that person. Our way of liking and disliking, hate or anger, love, it's all mingled with such negative emotions we have, negative afflictions we have. It's so mingled like that. It's in all these things. So when we say when you like somebody or when you respect somebody, just at most time it's he or she is also taking you towards that affliction area too. The stronger the affliction in that area, you go to toward that direction too. It so happens like that.
Some young
people say that he's my friend. So how is he a good friend? You say, he's a good friend. Then if you ask him, how is he a good friend? Then he will tell, we go to spend time together, or play, we don't talk this way, or we kind of. All, when you look at carefully, they're all kind of afflictions talking about. Afflictions that did all the wasteful things they did. That's how they go together. There is a great teacher, Gongdang Rinpoche. He once said that evil doesn't have to come with the horns in the head. It doesn't have to come. Evil will come with a smiley face, with a kind of lovingly will take you to hell. So you have to avoid that evil friend. Just like you get rid of headache, you have to kick it out with medicine or whatever you do. Because we are a social animal, we shouldn't be that radical, like kind of, you're bad already, you just kick it like that. You do it very compassionate way. You try to stay away from that. That's how you do. You don't just kind of hateful in a way like that.
So
control the temper dance, the data just a tempi control the chuba so shy. The data may tempi perna sober, number tangi the temeroye. Do you tangi the controller look at a shower or something?
Oh, now D, whatever activity you engage in and whatever your purpose, make offerings and supplication to the three jewels, forsaking any other worldly methods. Whatever activity you engage in and whatever your purpose, rely on that or rely on and do that which accords with the three jewels, such as making offerings to them. But never do that which does not accord with the three jewels, such as lying on the bone, another religion in Tibet. Always entrust yourself to the three jewels.
I need to clarify here.
The bone religion that we have, when you come is mentioned the religion of Tibet. But when you, as a practitioner, you try to stay from that this religion or any other religion, that because you have investigated, you have done all these research things, and you don't just discard that thing out of all hate. You don't do that. But you try to stay from that just because you know this is not the right way or like that. So that's, you have to know that there's ways of doing things.
It is
A good practitioner or somebody who is really interested in teaching should have some kind of respect to Buddha, even the small one, even when you just whenever you have some kind of inclination that you respect the Buddha in your mind. You have to have some measure. For us, it's like that. We always remember Buddha only when we have to sit down properly or do some temple or like that. That's what we always was like that. We're supposed to have some kind of inclination that some Buddha sense you need all the time that you're supposed to have. That's what you strive for.
It's
similar like when a mother has a child who is sick, almost in dying state, To help the child in whatever way that mom has every kind of always thinks about that child with every little thing, small heat, warmth or food or liquid, whatever that she has, all such a mind, this strength. So this is how you have to have like that. If you for a good practitioner, you have this kind of strength to your Buddha's relation, your relation with Buddha's, in that in your deep in your heart you have this thing kind of a. If the child has died some time soon after that, the mom's mind, everybody knows that her mind is always in that child's in a state, in her mind, that child is always in her mind. So whenever she sees somebody, kids playing or somebody's having, she just remembers this her own child. Such a strength there. So that's how you have to have this kind of strength, like your relation with Buddha, also like that too. Such as freshness and the strength.
Pintuwa kosong arwa. Kala ji sadi tenso na chupa piye tenso gure. Duwa ji chedi tenso na tsenan yo gure. Tangi me jewa sanje yi tena kunshu yi zidu yo re se ye ji. Nanga ni pintu duwa. Shou ji chupa piye tenso du. Dusa ji lele so na shaba chiyo ni jeba chiyo tenso duwa.
When things are good, you can do offering. So you just, that's a good way to do. But when things go kind of, if you are about to do something negative or something bad, then you have to remember Buddha advance. So that will protect you from that going into negative way. We all, most of us, drive. So when you're driving, just test when you're driving. Have some faith in the Buddha, some good things about positive attitude while you're driving. Just see how any difference or not it makes in your mind or not. Just try that. There's not much time. So there's one question. Otherwise, I will stop here.
Yeah.
Maybe a small question, maybe a big question. Could you ask Rinpoche if he could tell us what his definition of merit? What is his definition of merit?
Chicken to the Chunju, chicken to the judgment, to the 무지 초사의 숨도 와서 초사의 비 둔다로지 컨데르지 숨도 그러니 초어데 시르시
지사스네로 때는 저런 지사 그랬으라서나 강이 메이지 고르고라 때는 저런 게 단다 배셔 사셔서라나 로 양도 소속이 부기도 배져 동료나 마음벌 소속 강이 메이지 단다 지혜 그러라다 고대 오시 그냥
If I say make money then it should mean that It's going to help your kid, your child or your other future programs. You have to have that understanding.
Then you get Sanjay Sanjay Sambala, Chuba Pishuda, Tindu Chuba Pia, Yi Jute Yi, Sharam Mahumbala, Pija Tanchuvers.
So when you, when I say do offerings and Buddha's teaching, like the way positive thinking and the compassion, all these things, you have to know, you should realize that. These will all come. Good things will come back to you in future lives. They're all yours. So you just store it somewhere. So you're going to take back what you store. It's like a seed. What you sow, you get. That's why.
That division of Yama so tenichiro.
I think that should be. Later, in the next, there will come time, so we'll have more explanation like that. So far in this life, I had some temporary happiness, but not real happiness. And most of all, it's the suffering, the continuous suffering. I'm in that state. Now I realize that from the teachings of the three jewels, that I realized what mistake I did, and I had to remedy that. And I will try to follow Buddha's teachings and the three jewels teaching, and have them have faith with the strength of faith and hard work. I will do as much as possible good things good thinking also for the good of all sentient beings and for myself.
Thank you.